across campus, online, and on 12:51 AM. This is your student radio station.
Hello, we're Babel, and you can stand as far back as you want.
Joined by the quite frankly incredible Babu. I'm going to be honest, guys. Normally we're supposed to be quite impartial here, but I love that. When you guys came on, hairs on the end of my neck actually stood up. It's like the whole foundations of the copper rooms were shaking. How do you think it went?
Thank you. That was so sweet of you to say.
Oh, it's fine. I want to build a connection.
It went really well. It was probably our best gig.
It was a proper fun gig. It was nice to play a big stage.
But I've got to talk about the visual aspects of your performance, watching you guys, the way that you kind of build a connection. I mean, you talked about channeling something before in your interviews, and I didn't really get it. But then watching that, it was like there's that animalistic level to you, the way you were kind of butting heads almost. What's that about? Is that something scripted, or is that something that you just let take over you when you're on stage?
If one of us doesn't bleed, it's not a baby gig.
Exactly.
We should explain the blood on your face. What happened there? There's a lot of headbutting
Ed,
going on.
Ed.
Is that me?
Yeah, that headbutted me. Like a boar.
Is that something you channel? You almost came across like baby animals on stage, kind of headbutting each other, trying to build that connection. It's like you've got that really violent and edgy front, but then there's like a tenderness underneath. I don't know, is that something you resonate with?
Kind of like an interpretive dance, I would say. Like. Because our music is very kind of, it's not like ambient, but it's got that kind of, that flow to it. It's got that kind of like weird kind of dreamscape-y feel.
I mean,
like
it's experimental, so what's your recording process for writing songs? How do you come up with
content? I mean, normally one of the four of us will come with like a little idea, like it's not anything like vaguely songy, and then kind of everyone else just kind of babies it up.
We do have to talk about Babu, guys. The baby panda from Dudley Zoo. What's the name about? Tell us the story again.
That's not the only
interpretation. Okay,
but there are many. Was a panda who escaped, and Ed just showed me it, and I was like, that is the most amazing story I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, just escaped from this zoo, and he's with us when we play. Really,
is that where you're channeling the idea that it's kind of like an escape? The music, that kind of that mentality, the spirit of it, almost
an escape.
That kind of direction and genre of music doesn't really lend itself to winning competitions. That's just my opinion.
It's not the aim of it.
It's not a catch-all kind of sound that we go for.
To be held in the same level as all the other acts playing is the fact that people think we're an equal to them is just really
and do you have any influences? I mean, we were saying that there's so we couldn't really pin you down to a single band because there's something so unique about watching you perform. Any individuals or bands that you feel influence you? I don't know if you guys know a band called The Antlers at all. I got a bit of Peter Silverman coming out there. It's just the raw emotion. So I don't know if that's something you guys channel. In the attic of the what are your hopes for the future? Do you really want to keep Babu going as a long-term thing?
Yeah.
What would it mean for you guys to win then?
It'd be nice to have approval for like our music.
Is that approval?
It's not to everyone's taste. But
okay.
But at the same time, like, we're a freshers band, so
like
first years.
you know, we've got 2 more years here. Maybe it'd be nice to see one of the older bands get it, because it's like, it'd be a nice way to finish there.
We'll be seeing a lot of you next year then, in the next 2 years.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Thank you very
a wonderful
much for
set. It's been a privilege.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much. Just
thank you.